Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Seth Landon, who also participated in the Clean Air Challenge. Landon moved to Alaska 5 years ago from the flatlands of Michigan and now calls Wasilla home.
Hi, my name is Seth Landon. I have been up here in Alaska for about 5 years now. Started working at a Bible camp and doing AV work. How I started really getting into cycling up here was the fact that I had no vehicle and still have no vehicle. I had to use a piece of junk bike to get me around town and help me get jobs. Ended up selling my pieces of junk and ended up having some friends give me some great deals and on some pretty awesome bikes. Now I've been experiencing, like, I raced the Iditarod Trail 62 miles every year and the pure snow and cold with winds of 20 miles an hour and 20 below temps, which can make for a thrill if you don't have the proper gear. I know as a Christian, God is what makes me want to ride. Just the fact I can get out and just enjoy the quietness, enjoy the scenery. And because I'm a strong Christian, my faith, and it's kind of like my personal time with God. I go out there and just enjoy his time. Gets me away from all the distractions. Yesterday the ride was great. I was doing 100. Well, I was trying to do the 100, but I kind of came underprepared. It became pretty miserable. I mean, it got to the point where I was having trouble see the road, people were having trouble see me, and I was getting close to hypothermic. So I just pushed on to the second rest stop on the way back, mile 70, and I was about ready to continue on until luckily a rider who was actually looking out for me saw that I was not looking too good and was nice enough to remind me, hey, if I were you, I'd back out now because you're going to get hurt. And B and I work on the slope. I'm on Team BP, and BP is all about safety. The worst thing I need to do is injure myself on Team BP. So, I believe I made the right decision at backing out because my health and my safety was the most key thing to me.
Seth Landon lives in Wasilla. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ann Hillman, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ellen Lockyer.